Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। Can we have some of you moving up front here? You can keep this at the back. There's some vacant space here, so there are devotees standing at the back. Everyone please move up so that the devotees coming at the end can have a place to sit. Krishna. So our topic is glorious departures. We've been speaking about the importance of learning how to die, because that is ultimately the goal of life. It is a test of our life. Our consciousness at death is what determines our next destination. If we think about Krishna at death, then we go to Krishna's abode. If we do not think of Krishna at death, we come back into this material world for yet another life. And this will continue till such time as we learn to think of Krishna with devotion at the time of death. And in order to think of Krishna at death, we have to think of Krishna when we are living, when we are alive. It is a lifetime of preparation, a lifetime of practice of Krishna consciousness to be able to think of Krishna with devotion at death. We discussed this idea on the first day. On the second day, we discussed the pastime of the passing away of Parikshit Maharaj. Then the next lecture was about the glories of the passing away of Srila Haridas Thakur. And there are many such great examples. I'd like to speak today about the passing away of a great Vaishnava Acharya, Srila Ramanujacharya. And if time permits, we'll talk briefly about the passing away of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and close the series with a brief discussion of Srila Prabhupada's passing away from this world. It all depends how it goes. We will see. As far as Ramanujacharya is concerned, he is of course one of the greatest spiritual giants that history has produced in the last millennium or so. He belonged to the Sri Sampradaya, the Sampradaya of Lakshmi Devi. Srila Ramanujacharya was a very, very empowered acharya, great preacher, extremely learned, greatly devoted, and he revitalized the whole of Krishna consciousness. He revitalized Krishna consciousness in the whole of South India, and the effects of that are found to the present day even. To talk about Ramanuja's passing away, we need to briefly speak about the passing away of one of his favorite disciples and devotees, Kuresh. I did make a brief mention of this in one of the earlier lectures, but let me talk about it a little more now as a prelude to the passing away of Srila Ramanujacharya. Kuresh himself was a very exalted devotee of Krishna. He was actually older in age than Ramanujacharya was. His life was also another exemplary life of devotion. Each of these great devotees are exemplary for us, and their lives are worthy of our studying them very deeply. Now, Quraysh was always very shy to ask anything from the Supreme Lord. Whenever he went in front of the deity of Lord Ranganath in Sri Rangam, the Lord would often ask him, "Tell me, Quraysh, what do you want?" The devotees there were of such caliber that they would actually speak to the Lord. Well, speaking to the Lord is not a problem, but to have the Lord speak back to you, that's the issue. Anyone can come and speak to the Lord. But to have the Lord reply, and sometimes to initiate a conversation, that was special. So when Quraysh would come, they would never ask for anything. And many times the Lord would have to actually tell him, "So look, your son is about to get married, aren't you going to ask me anything?" He said, "No, my Lord, you're going to handle it, so it's okay." He would never ask. The Lord would have to remind him to ask. And still he wouldn't ask, but the Lord would do whatever was needed. One time, however, Quraysh came in front of Ranganath. And Ranganath asked him, "Quraysh, by the way, Lord Ranganath is a form of Lord Vishnu, who is an expansion of Krishna, so not different from Krishna. He is a Vishnu form, very large deity, who is in a reclining posture, very unusual. Generally, the deities of the Lord are standing, but here is a deity who is huge, massive. You need 3 or 4 doors, actually, to have darshan properly. And he's reclining with his palm on the side of his head like that." So Quraysh came in front of Lord Ranganath, and the Lord said, "Quraysh, it seems that you're thinking about something. So what are you thinking about? What do you want from me? Tell me." Ranganath was always eager that Quraysh should ask something and give him an opportunity to fulfill his desire. But Quraysh never had any desires. So this time Quraysh said, "Yes, I have a desire." So the Lord was happy, asking, "Come on, tell me something now." And in contrast, Krishna in so many temples must be getting tired, right? Now that everybody comes and asks, "Krishna, please give me this, give me that, give me this." We come with a shopping list of so many things to demand. But finally that Quraysh had something to ask, the Lord was eager to hear. He said, "Tell me, Quraysh, what do you want?" He said, "Now I want to go back to Vaikuntha. Will you give me entrance into your abode?" And Lord Ranganath was taken aback. He said, "Of course. You're welcome anytime. What to speak of you? Anyone who has any connection with you is also assured of coming into my abode." So Quraysh was very satisfied to hear that. And of course there were others who heard this. So the news spread like wildfire. Everybody was on WhatsApp and Facebook. This is what the Lord has said to Quraysh. Everyone is going. Anyone, yes, Quraysh is going to leave. The Lord has said that he will come back to Vaikuntha. And anyone connected to him will also go back to Vaikuntha. Then the word spread and it reached the ears of Ramanujacharya, who was his guru. So Ramanujacharya hurried to where Quraysh was. He said, "Quraysh, what am I hearing? What have you done?" Meanwhile, Quraysh had been feeling, he had second thoughts. He said, "Oh, I made a mistake. I should have consulted my guru before going to the Lord and asking him for something like this." And sure enough, Ramanuja came and said, "Quraysh, what have you done? How can you go to Vaikuntha before me? That's not right. And then what will happen? How will I be able to stay here without you?" So, no, that can't be done. I'm going to Lord Ranganath and tell him to reverse the decision. So then Ramanujacharya turned and started walking hastily towards the temple. But he stopped in his tracks after a few steps. And he thought, "Actually, who am I to interfere in the Lord's decisions? If the Lord wants to take Quraysh back, then who am I to interfere? Then he halted and said, all right, Quraysh, if that's your desire, so be it. But you know, you are going to Vaikuntha before me. Do you think it's right? Then Quraysh said, I know that according to the etiquette of this world, it's the elders who are to be served by the youngsters. Those who are senior should be served by those who are junior. But in the spiritual world in Vaikuntha, I've had the realizations recently that it's the opposite. There it's the seniors who serve the juniors. You see, the spiritual world is the material world is the opposite of the spiritual world. So there, when any devotee attains perfection in devotion in the material world and gets transferred to the spiritual world, then those who have gone there before him, or those who had already been there always, they're waiting in a reception party to welcome this devotee. And they serve him in many different ways. So they're actually there like in a reception party to welcome and serve the newly arrived pure devotee. So therefore, I also want to be there before you arrive, so I can be there in the welcoming party when you arrive in Vaikuntha. That's my service to you. I don't want you to come there just without anybody from here knowing you. Such was the discussions that went on among the devotees there, and that was their dealings with the deities. So the devotees of the Sri Sampradaya, Ramanujasthan, Yamanacharya, the Alvars, very, very special, rich devotion. And so intimate was the connection with the deity, because they didn't see the deity as a statue. They actually had a very personal relationship with the deity, and they were seeing the spiritual form of the deity. They just didn't see stone. In the case of one devotee, I don't remember who it is now, when the time came for him to go to Vaikuntha, he said, my dear Lord, if you look anything different from what you look now in the temple here, I don't want to go back to Vaikuntha. Many times we devotees ask, what does Krishna look like in Goloka or in Vaikuntha? Does he look exactly like this? So this devotee was saying, if you don't look like this, I don't want to go there. So in any case, so Ramanuja then said, all right, Quraysh, if that's what you wish, that's your wish. Then Quraysh went to his son, Parashar Bhatta, who was very young, but he had been selected by Ramanujacharya to be his successor, the successor Acharya. And he said, Parashar, the Lord has sanctioned my departure, and I'll be going to Vaikuntha very shortly. See, they were talking as if they were going to Melbourne or something, going to Brisbane, I'm taking the next flight, my flight is 2 days from now or something. So I'm going to Vaikuntha. So Parashar, remember, never feel proud of yourself. Because Parashar was an extraordinarily gifted young man. Very scholarly, very devoted. He said, never get proud, and always be the servant of Ramanujacharya. Never leave his lotus feet. Then Quraysh went to his wife, who was also very elderly at that time, and said, I also didn't ask you before I asked the Lord to leave. So do you mind if I go to Vaikuntha? So she said, well, my life is only in your pleasure. If you wish and you're going to Vaikuntha, that's all right. If that's what you want, the Lord wants. And then Quraysh departed from this world, remembering Krishna, absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Lord. And his soul left and entered into Vaikuntha. Meanwhile, Ramanuja was thinking, without Quraysh, life doesn't look so good here. Of course, the Lord is there, Ranganath is here, but I want Quraysh, I want... And in any case, I've become an old man. Ramanuja was over 100 years old at this time. So now Ramanuja went to the deity, Ranganath, and said, my dear Lord, I have something to ask you. He said, yes. What do you want? He said, I want to go to Vaikuntha too. But no, Ramanuja, I want you to hear, stay here more and preach. Because there's so much more preaching to be done, there's many more devotees to be made. You've done a great job so far, but it still has to go on. Then Ramanuja replied, he said, well, I'm over 100 years old now. And according to your laws, your scriptures say that generally in Kali Yuga people don't live more than 100 years. So the time has come now for me to go. So if you wish, please now, let me terminate my activities here in this world, on this earth, and let me enter your abode. So then the Lord replied to him and said, okay Ramanuja, then 4 days from now, you will leave this world, and you will come to my abode, Vaikuntha. In the meanwhile, I forgot to mention one thing. When Ramanuja heard of the benediction that the Lord had given to Koresh, he had mixed feelings. On one hand, he was feeling that Koresh would leave, they would be bereft of the association of Koresh. But he also started jumping and dancing, and he had his upper cloth, the uttariya, and then he started waving that, and all the devotees were wondering, they were asking him, what has happened? Why are you so ecstatic? He said, I will be able to go back. Now I'm qualified to go back to Godhead. I'm qualified to go back to Vaikuntha. So what do you mean? He said, look, the Lord blessed Koresh and said, anyone who's connected to you will go back to Godhead. And I'm his guru. So I can also go back to Godhead. So they were all struck with wonder to see, to hear of Ramanuja's mood. Anyway, so now that Ramanuja himself was about to depart, he didn't tell anyone. This was private between him and the Lord. There was no one to overhear that conversation. So then he called all his disciples and he said, I want to speak something important to all of you. So he started giving them instructions, many, many important and intimate instructions. Someone told me that the number of instructions he gave his devotees was about 74. Many, many useful things, some small points and some very major points. He started giving them instructions one after the other, and they didn't know that Ramanuja would be leaving in 4 days. Finally, somebody suspected something. They said, Guru Maharaj, why are you telling us all these instructions? Generally, when someone calls you and says, it's like giving you parting instructions. So they got suspicious. They said, why are you telling us all these things? Then he revealed the fact. He said, I'll be leaving in a couple of days from now. And when the disciples heard that, their hearts were shattered. And they all fell to the ground and they were wailing and sobbing. They said, no, 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 we can't. How can that be? How can that be? Please stay on. But he said, now the time has come and all of you have to carry on this movement. Some of them said that we'll give up our life if you go. Then Ramanuja became stern. He said, mind you, anyone who gives up his life after I leave will lose his connection with me and with the entire parampara before me and therefore with Krishna. So I want you to all promise that you will not do anything like this after I depart from this world. So then individually everybody promised and said, yes, we will not do anything like that. So then Ramanuja said, all right. So then he continued with his instructions. In the meanwhile, to assuage the feelings of separation that his disciples and the devotees in general would feel from him, he instructed that a deity be made of him. So a metal deity was made in a mold very quickly, and it was an exact replica of his. Very quickly it was made, and then Ramanuja embraced his own deity and imparted his life force into that deity. And then he said, this deity can be installed in my birthplace, which is a place called Sri Perumbudur in the southern state of Tamil Nadu. So then the deity was taken there and installed, and the worship of the deity was begun even in Ramanuja's manifest pastimes even as he was living, but in his very last few days, last 2 days.